Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
We have a government that works fabulously, wonderfully, for giant drug companies. It's just not working for people who are trying to get a prescription filled.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on one of voters' top issues, the cost of prescription drugs. Yesterday, the House passed a bill aimed at reining in drug prices.
The vote was along party lines, and President Trump said he would veto it if it came across his desk. But it lays out one piece of what candidates for the Democratic nomination want.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign is on the upswing. He's surpassing Warren in many polls and catching up to former Vice President Joe Biden. He also scored an endorsement from the Center for Popular Democracy Action, a coalition of progressive groups with 600,000-plus members. Jennifer Epps Addison is its president.
It felt important to tell the Democratic Party that Bernie Sanders' ideas are not fringe or left or radical.
Sanders focuses a lot on courting young voters, a group with historically low turnout. In the 2016 election, just about half of eligible voters age 18 to 29 voted, compared to more than 70% age 65 and up, according to the Census Bureau.
In 2018, we saw a significant uptick in the percentage of young people who were voting, and that made a difference in many elections around the country. But if people under 35 voted at the same percentage as people over 65, we could transform this country.
A national poll this week by Quinnipiac University had Sanders at 52% among under 35 Democrats. Barack Obama in 2008 was also popular among young people, winning two-thirds of the under-30 general election vote. Last cycle, though, Hillary Clinton didn't win the same enthusiasm.
The younger generation, it turns out, is the most progressive generation in the history of our country.
Entrepreneur Andrew Yang also gets support from younger voters. He said people call him the, quote, internet candidate, and learn about him through internet memes. He joined Iowa congressional candidate J.D. Scholten for a basketball game yesterday. Scholten's running in Iowa's 4th congressional district against longtime incumbent Republican Steve King, who frequently makes headlines for controversial comments, like suggesting the world population depends on rape and incest to survive.
Now, happily, it was supposed to be one-on-one J.D. against me, but we wised up to the fact that watching J.D. blast me would not be very interesting for anybody. And so then... Me and JD teamed up, just like we're going to team up to beat Steve King and beat Donald Trump and solve the problems that we see here in Iowa.
But they lost 21-23 against the other team of Ames residents. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.